91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Samantha Rice. The Belleville Police Service wants to know what the public thinks its priorities should be. It hosted a town hall meeting yesterday at the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center to help the service put together its upcoming community safety plan. Ludwig Chapman has more.
The questions? Anybody got anything? We've got experts all around this room, folks. Start asking.
Students in the journalism program at Loyalist College have been surveying citizens on police priorities. At a meeting with around 30 people, police hope to build on that effort.
Will our main themes and priorities change? Some of them may. Some may remain the same with an increased response. But we want to know what the public thought.
The methods of how police get information from the public has evolved over the years. Something Inspector Chris Berry has said will help them improve the safety of the city.
I spoke in there about how, you know, our last community safety plan, we just did the phone survey. We didn't do this face-to-face survey with the help of the journalism students from Loyalist. You know, that's how we progress. We start to see, okay, we maybe we're lacking in this area. We need to bump it up here to get a better picture of what's going on.
The survey project has been ongoing for months, and the police hope that the input they receive will help bring significant change to the city.
Do they feel that break and enters are our number one priority in this community? Do they feel like traffic flow or aggressive driving is a priority? These are going to tell us that. The survey is going to tell us that. These kind of community meetings are going to tell us that.
Ludwig Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
Renowned British writer and activist Harry Leslie Smith died in Belleville General Hospital early this morning. Smith was an activist to the end, known for pushing for universal health care, ending poverty, and supporting refugees. His son John says that despite his father's recent failing health, he still spread his ideas.
In his final hours, he was able to grab the imagination of people and hopefully plant a few seeds with them as well that will mean that they will become people that are more socially aware or wanting to change their own society.
Smith was 95 years old. Hastings Prince Edward Public Health wants to improve the service it offers to the public. It held a workshop today, and it hopes it will help just do that. Evan McClelland has more.
People work away at some teamwork exercises. It's part of the Queen's University program, called Ideas. They're running at the Health Unit. Andrew Landy had attended a previous session and organized today's.
It's accepting that status quo is never enough. You can always make small improvements. And it doesn't always have to be something big.
He's speaking in reference to quality improvements, the term they use to describe the goal of the workshop.
The province thought it was important, and it is important. There's always ways to do things better. And it's not always just about saving money. It's about the end goal of providing better service to the public.
The workshop is being run as part of a government mandate to improve services in the province. Dr. Kim Sears is one of the program's instructors.
Maybe it took an hour for a visit, now it takes 45 minutes, but they're not getting the level of service they had before. So even though the time's improved, maybe the whole overall quality experience hasn't been improved.
Sears says that quality improvement is a quickly growing sector in business and government. Evan McClelland, QNET News, Belleville.
People will soon be able to visit a therapy pig in Belleville in the new year. Animal-assisted therapy is used to help treat both physical and mental illnesses. Layla Nasser has more.
Miss Molly is a miniature potbelly pig who weighs a heavy 180 pounds. She lives in Belleville with Ruth Forget and her family and is in the process of becoming a therapy pig.
What we're aiming to do is work with teens, youth, adults who have mental health issues and helping them develop the life skills that they need to then transfer to their daily life.
Miss Molly is unique in the sense that she can provide emotional support.
I really noticed that she had a gift to know when people needed something, and she was able to give people what they needed very instinctually.
By Miss Molly's fourth birthday on December 29th, Forget says she is planning to submit all the information she needs in order to have Molly fully certified as a therapy pig in the new year. Then Miss Molly will start seeing clients. Layla Nasser, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinney Immigration Services are hosting their annual children's party again this year. Maria Henenko reports that the party is a fun way to give back to the community.
The holiday season is coming, and Children's Holiday Party will be held in Esminster United Church on December 7th at 5:30 p.m. There will be many entertainments for kids, like craft tables and cupcake decorations. But the highlight of the evening will obviously be Santa Claus with presents for children. Karen Serpent, a Loyalist College student, says she can't wait to see children's reaction.
As a kid, all you want to do is have fun, especially around the holidays. You want to see, like, Santa and get gifts and stuff. So we're just hoping to put smiles on their faces. Yeah.
Megan Beatty, a program coordinator, says the party was a part of the holiday season for as long as Queen Immigration was around.
So we've been hosting the Children's Holiday Party for many, many years, possibly as long as we've been an agency, since the late 80s. The reason why we have it is so we can reach out to our clients as well as the rest of the community and bring everyone together for a holiday celebration.
All the entry fees collected from the party will go to the local United Way. Beatty says this way the money goes back to the community, and the party is just a fun way for everyone to get together.
It's really nice to see all of them, A, in a big group, and B, doing something fun. Like, we're not working on something, you know, paperwork-wise or immigration-wise. We're just having fun, and we're building community, basically.
The event is open to the public, and everyone is welcome to join and participate. Maria Hanenko, QNET News, Belleville.
In national news, a Saskatchewan judge has approved a committee's recommendation on how to distribute more than $15 million raised in a GoFundMe campaign after the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Families who lost a loved one in the April 6th crash will get $525,000 payout. Each of the 13 survivors will receive $475,000. Scott Thomas, whose son Evan died in the crash, says it was difficult to hear the judge's decision.
We'd give any amount of money to have our son die, no question. So it's been an emotional roller coaster the last little while, for sure.
The Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League teams bust and a semi collided while the Broncos were on their way to play a playoff game. 16 people died. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
December 1st is inventory time at Doug's Bicycle, and we would rather sell it than count it. Doug's Bicycle has huge deals on men's and women's bikes, kids' bikes, mountain bikes, road bikes, and accessories. Save 20 to 50% off some of the best brands like Giant, Specialized, and Norco. Looking forward to the holidays? Buy now at our sale price, and Doug's Bicycle will hold your gifts until you're ready for holiday pickup. Don't miss out. Come to Doug's Bicycle, 159 College Street West in Belleville. Check our Facebook for all the deals.
In sports, the Belleville Senators take on the Laval Rockets in an away game tonight. In the OJHL, the Georgetown Raiders take on the Buffalo Junior Sabres tonight at 7:30, and the Toronto Junior Canadians take on the North York Rangers at 8. Tomorrow, the Wellington Dukes take on the Kingston Voyageurs. The surging Calgary Flames are home to the Dallas Stars in NHL action tonight. The Flames have won 4 of their last 5 games to move to the top spot in the Pacific Division standings. Elsewhere, Toronto center Austin Matthews is set to return as the Maple Leafs take on the visiting San Jose Sharks. The Philadelphia Flyers have continued their organizational purge, firing their assistant general manager and an assistant coach. The Flyers fired Chris Pryor and Gord Murphy a day after the Flyers blew a 2-goal lead in their third period and lost 4-3 to Ottawa. The dismissals come 2 days after the Flyers fired general manager Ron Hextall, following 4.5 seasons on the job. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries this evening with a wind chill of minus 10 overnight. Thursday, mainly cloudy, high plus 3. Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries, high plus 1. At 4:09, it's 0 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Samantha Rice. News on 91X, next at 6.